Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. I'm excited to introduce part one of a special series about how organizations can maximize business value with FinOps in a series that's brought to you by Tech Systems, a global provider of business and technology solutions. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Anil Lingutla, Practice Director at Tech Systems. Anil, first, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and what you do at Tech Systems?
Thanks, Greg. Good morning. I'm actually Director of Site Reliability Engineering, as well as FinOps, Financial Operations for Cloud. I manage multiple assignments at Tech Systems for multiple clients covering FinOps and SRE.
Great. Well, looking forward to talking about this topic with you. And so we're gonna talk about creating and maximizing business value with FinOps. But before we do, maybe to start, can you tell us, how do you define what is FinOps?
Yeah, Financial Operations for Cloud is a set of practices and principles designed to help the organizations manage and optimize their cloud spend. So we are actually discussing about cloud spend for most of this discussion. And it involves like collaboration between finance teams, operational teams, and the technical teams who are actually provisioning into the cloud. So the concept is to reduce the waste and increase the efficiency within the cloud platform. And simpler terms, actually, FinOps is all about controlling and optimizing cloud costs.
Great.
While ensuring the cloud resources are used effectively to meet the business requirements.
Great. Yeah, definitely an important component here. So why should customers be thinking about, I mean, certainly your description of it, it incorporates a lot of critical systems and processes, but, you know, why should customers be thinking so much about FinOps?
There are several reasons customers should be thinking. The four, like, more important reasons, I'll go one by one. It's cost optimization. Cloud computing is a very powerful tool for scaling the environments within the cloud, which we call auto-scaling. And FinOps actually helps customers optimize their cloud spending, reduce the waste and unnecessary costs, and while maintaining the scaling of this cloud infrastructure and the workloads. That is the cost optimization part. The second one is the improved visibility. So FinOps provides fine-grained visibility into cloud usage and spending, allowing customers to identify the trends, anomalies, and which might actually require an action from the customer and the technical teams to take an action on the resources. So this visibility actually helps customers make better decisions about their cloud investments. So the third point is the better collaborations. FinOps actually increases collaborations between multiple departments like finance, operations, and technical teams. So the silos of these organizations are improved by adopting FinOps into the organization. The collaboration actually ensures cloud investments are aligned with their business goals, and all the stakeholders are aware of the financial implications of their decisions. The final last one, but not least, is a governance. FinOps also helps customers establish governance practices around cloud spending. So there is an accountability and responsibility for the teams using the cloud, ensuring the budgets are adhered to the policies and the compliance requirements which are to be met.
Yeah, great. So FinOps has been around for a little while, but you know, given all these things that you've mentioned so far, and you know, just the importance of them, do you believe FinOps is kind of the next big thing as far as technology trends that you're seeing?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, so yes, I believe the FinOps is an important trend in cloud computing that will gain momentum in the coming years. As more organizations adopt to cloud technologies, there will be a need for effective cost management and optimization. So with the cloud spend expected to grow significantly in the coming years, it is becoming increasingly important for businesses to have a solid understanding for the cloud usage and spend. Furthermore, cloud becomes more complex with the rise of multi-cloud and hybrid cloud environments with a lot of multiple cloud providers in the market and people adopting due to economic costing and situations. Managing these cloud costs and usage across different platforms becomes more challenging. This is where like FinOps practice and principles become especially valuable, as they provide the framework for managing the cloud costs in a consistent and efficient way across different environments.
Great. And so, you know, you've talked about efficiency and the cost and things a couple times already. How do you translate cloud cost data into beneficial business decisions?
Right. That's a good question. It's a contingency of how I can actually make data-driven decisions.
Yeah.
So it is, again, a five-step process. Collecting and analyzing the cloud cost data is the fundamental first step. This data can provide insights into how much of the revenue is being spent on cloud resources and which resources are being used, mostly used, and which ones are costing the most. So that's the first step. And the second one would be identifying the cost optimization opportunities. This may involve identifying unused and unutilized resources. Identifying these can be, you know, you can act on resizing or move to a different pricing tier, or like identifying services that can be replaced with more cost-effective alternatives. The third one would be like evaluating the financial impact. This may involve estimating the potential cost savings, as well as additional costs or risk associated with making such a change. So that is another data-driven decisions we can make. And the fourth one would be like prioritizing cost optimizations. This may involve actually considering factors such as complexity of change, the potential cost savings, whether you should make a change or like, you know, continue with the risk, assess the risk impact on the business operations.
Yeah.
The fifth one, and not the least, it is implementing change and monitoring the results. So resizing or decommissioning resources, switching to more cost-effective services, or implementing new policies or process to manage more effectively it involves a lot of planning and continuous monitoring and continuous improvement-related activities. Also, ongoing monitoring and analysis can help ensure the changes, they have intended financial impact, and identify new opportunities, optimization opportunities over the time. So these are five different ways we can actually make data-driven decisions.
Before we continue, I wanted to share a key strategic resource that a majority of the Fortune 500 are already aware of. Finding the best technology, business, and talent solutions is not easy. With business demands and competitive pressures mounting, you need to be able to design, deploy, and optimize your technology to provide leading customer experiences while driving business growth.
Those of you that have been listening to this show for a while know that this podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, a global provider of technology, business, and talent solutions for more than 80% of the Fortune 500. Tech Systems accelerates business transformation for their customers. Whether you're looking to maximize your technology ROI, drive business growth, or elevate customer experiences, Tech Systems enables enterprises to capitalize on change. Learn more at techsystems.com. That's T-E-K systems.com. Now let's get back to the show. And so you've talked about quite a few different reasons to be thinking about this, and then, you know, just talking about the cost. What are, from your perspective, some of the biggest benefits for businesses when they're effectively utilizing FinOps?
Yeah, so it might be a little bit repeat of my last answers, the five-step process of benefiting the businesses. Usually the first one is the cost optimization, improved visibility, better collaboration between the teams, governance, which is fundamental aspect of like governing cost awareness, the business models within the organization, and the business and agility. FinOps can help businesses become more agile, responsive to changing the market, like changing market conditions. By optimizing cloud spending and freeing up resources, business can focus on innovation and growth rather than being weighed down by the legacy infrastructure.
And to maximize these benefits and really to enact these benefits, what are some of the best practices that you would recommend for organizations to keep in mind when thinking about FinOps?
Yeah, I always follow the five-step process to keep it simple again. So the best practices also, I feel like, an approach to this five-step process will make more sense for the organizations to keep in mind. So the fundamental thing is to establish a cross-functional team. It's important to establish a cross-functional team that includes representatives from finance, operations, and technical teams. The teams can work together to establish, you know, the best practices and policies around cloud spending, how to monitor, how to optimize the costs on ongoing basis. That is the first step. The second one would be automating this process so that there is minimal risk of human error. The third would be like implementing the governance policies, basically, around the cloud spend. This can help organizations secure the spending is aligned with their business goals. Fourth one is like monitor cloud usage and spending, and which involves like establishing the alerts and notifications for unusual spending patterns, or setting up like regular review processes to ensure that the cloud resources are being used effectively. The last one, but the most important one, is to foster a culture of cost consciousness. So fostering this culture is very important within the organizations. And this may involve educating the employees on the importance of the optimization and process of identifying and implementing cost savings, making the cost optimizations decisions as shared responsibility across the organization so that businesses can achieve a greater buy-in and success within FinOps practices.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. The cultural component of this, because I mean, you know, anytime you're talking about change, you can have some initial success with just, you know, making a change from one day to the next. But really, for sustainable change and really sustainable growth and adoption of all these great things that get implemented, you really need that to exactly what you were saying, that kind of mind shift in, yes. Okay, now we think about this stuff now, and then your team can help you optimize it over time and grow, right?
Right. Again, it is a shared responsibility, and a lot of education has to happen between the cross-functional teams, and it is a continuous improvement process, and evaluation and improvement process.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Anil, it's been great talking with you. Any parting thoughts or anything else we haven't had a chance to cover, but you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, basically the closing comments, it is important to emphasize that FinOps is not a one-time event, but it's an ongoing continual improvement process.
Yeah.
For the long-term success within the FinOps, organizations should continuously monitor and optimize the spend. So additionally, like while implementing FinOps practices, they can help organizations, you know, practice other factors such as security, compliance, and performance along with the FinOps practice. This is not a replacement, but they go hand in hand. And there are other important aspects when moving to the cloud, but FinOps should be a practice and should be a greater involvement during the cloud migration or cloud assessment or post-migration of their workloads to the cloud.
Yeah, great. Well, this has been a great conversation, Anil. I appreciate you sharing your perspective.
Thank you so much. It was nice conversations with you discussing about FinOps and what I do at Tech Systems. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, thanks again for joining. You can learn more about Tech Systems and their perspective at techsystems.com.
Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.